We recently talked with Kara Rose, director of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, who shares with us some exciting tourism-related things happening in the county.
Well, good morning, Tim and AMR listeners. I thought I'd share a few tourism notes with the listeners today. First of all, we do have a tourism scholarship available to Pocahontas County High School seniors. I'm extending the deadline for applications to April 21st. Students that are interested in applying for the tourism scholarship, they can call me and get more information if they'd like. They can also apply online through the Greenbrier Foundation process, which is a new online application process for most scholarships at the high school this year. The award would be matched by Snowshoe Foundation this year, so it's a total of $2,000 annually for up to 4 years. Students do need to be going into a field associated with hospitality, but that could be a lot of different things. It could certainly be restaurant management, resort management, but it could be accounting with an emphasis on resort operations. It could be hotel lodging management. It could be recreation as well. Individuals who are seeking a degree in culinary certainly qualify for the scholarship. So there are a variety of different fields that students could be going into that the Convention and Visitors Bureau would consider hospitality related. So if any students do have questions, they are welcome to give me a call here at the office. We also have the Tourism Person of the Year Award that will be announced at the annual Tourism Partner Luncheon on May 3rd. Applications for this award will be due on April 14th, that's this Friday. So anyone who knows of a deserving individual in Pocahontas County who's contributed to the tourism industry in a significant way and would like to nominate that person, they can give me a call and I'll be happy to email or send out an application to them. They can also stop here in the office and pick up that application and nominate someone for that award. I also wanted to let listeners know that the Convention and Visitors Bureau will be hosting an agritourism symposium on Friday, April 21st at the Pocahontas Wellness Center. This is in partnership with the West Virginia Department of Agriculture and West Virginia University Extension Services. The purpose of this symposium is to introduce our agricultural community to agritourism and how it could benefit their farming operation, taking an agricultural product and turning it into a tourism component. Corn mazes, hay mazes, pick your own pumpkins, pick your own blueberries, pick your own strawberries, anything that engages the visitor. So this is really for somebody who's already in the agricultural business, maybe somebody who has thought about adding a tourism component to their operation. The symposium is free. We are including lunch, but pre-registration is absolutely necessary. You do need to be pre-registered by the 17th, and you can do that by calling my office. The telephone number here for all those different things I've just mentioned is 799-4636. So feel free to give me a call and ask any questions that you might have. I also did want to mention, too, that the Black Mountain Bluegrass Boys will be performing on Mountain Stage in Charleston on Sunday, May 14th. And I think that's wonderful news. They were looking for a band representing the Mountain Music Trail. So I'm very happy that the Black Mountain Bluegrass Boys will be performing on the Clay Center stage that Sunday night. So I'm sure there's still some tickets left. They can check out Mountain Stage on the internet and get more details about tickets.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.